This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving. Which is why we've added to the big boy family. The farmhouse boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The breakfast boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the bad boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
With great support from Local Equipment and Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairland. It's good! Baked in! Baked in! Kyle Peters! Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Brandaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
This has been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Laramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandaway. Loose ball. Laramie's got it. Foul
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue. Nick Brandaway right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandaway and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Pringer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns along, three balls, good. Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Holscher. Three-point shot, Gebhard. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhard from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high. Let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosik. Foul line. It goes to Holscher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open. Three ball. Buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was Taylor made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch, yes. I like that. But he handles the ball well. He's having a good game. They're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta of Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Mark Bixler, herky-jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh. We have returned to the scene of last night's big girls regional semifinal in D4 between Fort Laramie and Minster. Tonight it's Anna and Jamestown Greenview. Not sure if this one this evening can match last night's affair. Fort Laramie really turned it around, outscoring Minster 36-15 over the last and two quarters plus to pull away to win by 11. Scintillating performance, Chuck, to see Ava Shoulders come off the bench, rise up like that, not having been on the court in a meaningful situation in 6 months, knee going out on her. First volleyball match of the year. Done the rest of the VB season, the BB season as well. And Jaden Putoff, wow, did she light it up. We knew she could shoot like that. She was on the floor long enough last night to get the ball and take shot after shot after shot. When she touched it, it felt like gold, and it went.
Yeah, well, she wasn't coming out last night. I mean, you have a rotation you have during the season. You have one even during the sectional. But when you get to regional games, you play the best five that are playing the best that night, and Jaden Putoff was that girl last night.
Well, but Fort Laramie was down by one in the third quarter, and she sank two threes. A couple back-to-back triples.
Yep, she was terrific.
And turned the tide. Speaking of three-pointers,
We could see quite a few tonight. The Anorakets throw up skyscrapers from 25 feet, like they're selling hot dogs at the concession stand here tonight.
But they're cheaper at the end of the night. They drop them to a dollar.
You're right, they do. Maybe even 50 cents. But I'm looking up at the ceiling of the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. And Chuck, there's a sign way up there. It says, Home of the Aviators. Vandalia Butler Boosters, and then you drop down a couple feet, Home of the Aviators. That's still a long way up there for Isaiah Masteller or McCain Finkenbein.
Yeah, I don't think they can jump that high, is that what you're saying?
But, boy, they can shoot it from distance.
Oh, boy, absolutely.
They have all year long. Masteller close to 50 in the win over Meadowdale, the most recent Anna triumph in the sectional tournament. And right behind him, Finkenbein at, I think, 26 in that game. We'll talk to head coach Nate Barhorst in just a few minutes. I asked him earlier in the week, Chuck, if he had ever seen a three-point shot during a game this year thrown up there by an Anna player, to which he and coaches responded, no, no, no. And he said, no, no, we haven't.
No. Well, no, you take them in the context of the game. You take them in the context of your offense. Now, Finkenbein, when he crosses midcourt, you better have a hand up.
Anna, 20-5, finished in the Shelby County League, 10-2. Jamestown Greenview, 17-6. Anna's opponent here tonight finished third in the Ohio Heritage Conference with a mark of 11-5. Two different styles of play. Greenview will be much more methodical. Anna wants to push it. Shooting background a little different here than in Northmont. That's where Anna played its prior sectional game.
Right. You got a little bit of a gap. You don't have the wall or the stands right there. The shooting last night in both those girls' regional games, the three-point shooting was outstanding in both games. So yes. I don't think anybody was bothered by it.
That's a good observation. No, nobody was. Not at all.
The only thing I'm bothered by is Greenview, who sat down and went, okay, we're Greenview. Our colors are going to be blue.
I know it.
I got a problem with that. I'm going to talk to him after the game.
I knew what was coming. I knew what was coming. And I'm not sure I've seen too many green Rockets before, but I love that Anna Rocket green.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? This Anna team, Chuck, and head coach Nate Barhorst agreed with me. It's overachieved a little bit. Swept the second round of the Shelby County League. Was 4-2 in the middle. Went 6-0. Got a share of the league championship. Hey, if you'd have told me before the season started Anna would wind up in a tie for first, I would have said, really? Maybe third or fourth. But, wow, what a campaign. Great coaching job by Nate and his staff.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you look at the talent, and they do have talent. They're just not real deep.
Right.
But you look at Botkins, and you looked at Jackson, and you talked about them before you talked about Anna.
Yes.
But, boy,
yes.
They came out and played outstanding basketball. When Finkenbein is making those threes, and Masteller had, like, 46
right
in the last game.
Right.
In what had to have been a track meet with Meadowdale.
Yep. And then they'll penetrate. If you come out and go chest to chest against him, he'll dump it off to Kovacs down inside.
Yep.
And he can even pop out and shoot the three.
He's had an outstanding season.
Yeah, these Anna Rockets are really, really good. Glad to get to view them and cover them with play-by-play and color here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. We're about 11 minutes away from the starting lineups and opening tip. We will run down our business partners, then we'll talk with Nate Barhorst, Anna head coach. We are online here tonight thanks to AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie, American Architectural Glass, the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Your number one agency in the region again, Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Supply, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. They're located on West Michigan in Sydney. GoffneyFurniture.com. Local Equipment and Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner. Way back in 2006, quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy.
and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. Secure Comm in Minster. S-E-C-U-R Comm. Online, securecomm.com. The Pros in Protection and the Sydney Daily News award-winning sports page coverage and our broadcast partner, WMBR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Well, Nate was pretty matter-of-fact early in the week. I talked with the NA head coach. He said, yeah, that we might have outdone our team expectations here in 2021.
It would seem to be a much better season than you might have anticipated. Yeah, you thought it would be a good club, so guard-oriented. You knew that coming into the campaign. But, my goodness, tied for the league championship, here you are right back in a district title game once again.
Yeah, it's definitely a great feeling. I tell you, like we've talked about before amongst our staff, and I've got an incredible staff that's been helping out ever since day one. We thought we had a team that could compete. We thought we had a team that could be in the top four in the league. And then to have, you know, the first round go the way that it did and to have, you know, two league losses during the first round of play was, you know, something that, you know, we thought maybe could happen. Then we knew that, all right, we only have maybe room for maybe one more loss.
And one of those first two was at home.
Was at home against Jackson Center. And we played them tough. And we were up a little bit during that game. And then we knew that, hey, we got to clean up some things if we really want to, you know, have a serious shot of contending. And we cleaned up some of those things and then, you know, finished the rest of the league schedule undefeated from there. So that was a surprise, you know, probably to a lot of people, maybe to a little bit of us, outperforming our expectations. As a coach, you know, you're always hoping that you can get the best.
Sure.
And maybe we've overshot that expectation too, from a total scope or total, scope of everything throughout our, you know, the whole season to outperform your expectations. And we always do. We always have expectations that we give to the kids. What do you think, we should be at next year, so on and so forth. And they've outperformed a lot of those goals already.
I know you thought the three-point shooting would be darn good at times. It's been spectacular. Is there ever a shot that goes up? You as a coaching staff are saying, oh, no, don't shoot it.
It happens once or twice. We always talk about making sure that they're rhythm threes, you know.
Yeah.
So if a kid feels like he's got one or two down and he's a few feet beyond the arc, you know, we really don't say anything because, as they say, oh, that's a heat check moment. And we've had a few of those heat check moments where, okay, we got to bring it back in a little bit. Let's run a little bit more offense. But we do have shooters. And so we want to make sure our shooters are confident, albeit we want to be within maybe 3 or 4 feet of the three-point arc. But there's times where they're 10 to 12 and they hit. But, you know, at times you want to make sure that they're quality shots.
Yeah, Masteller and Finkenbein and your three-point shooters, so much fun to watch. Kovacs, pleasant surprise for you. Really, as a junior, didn't know what you had there. Man, has he achieved as a senior?
He really has. You know, and last year he was behind a group of guys that, were really good. Probably didn't get the minutes he should have deserved last year being on the team that he was.
Right.
And any other team, he probably could have gave him some very, very quality minutes as a varsity player last year. And this year, this offseason, he really wanted to prove to everyone what he was capable of doing. So he really got down to it. He put his mind to it. This is what I'm going to do. His motor never stops. He's a lot of times outsized and outmatched physically and height-wise down low, but finds a way to get it done.
Nate Barhorst, head coach, Anna Rockets boys team, our guest before this district title. Anna, Jamestown Greenview, quickly, 30 seconds on Greenview. What do you expect from this club? Very, very good record.
They play in the High Heritage Conference, obviously, against the West Liberties and the Mechanicsburgs and so on and so forth, which we've faced some of those teams already in the past. They have three great players in terms of the the Allen kid, Birch, the Williams kid who can also shoot from the outside. But they've got about five guys that can all put the ball in the hole. And you got Caudill, too, that can put the ball in the hole. We've really stressed on Allen and Birch and getting those two stopped, but also knowing that, you know, their point guard, Miles Wick, can also sit there, penetrate. He's very shifty with the basketball, can find the open man. So we really got to keep them out of our gut, you know. Are we really concerned about their shooting? We are to a certain extent, but if we can keep them out of the paint, get a hand up on the shots, you know, we'll probably like where we want to be at the end of the game.
That's Nate Barholder, head coach of the Anna Rockets, who take on Jamestown Greenview in a district championship tonight. The winner comes back next Wednesday right here at Vidalia Butler at 5:30 tip. Likely opponent, Cincinnati Tap, which plays Indian Lake tomorrow at 4:30 at Northmont. It's weird how the districts are split,
right,
between Vidalia Butler and Northmont on two separate days, but that's the configuration. So the winner of this game returns next Wednesday here at Butler. Anna with an edge, maybe, having played a game on this court. If Anna wins tonight, they'll play Taft, which has been playing at Northmont. Taft's got to beat Indian Lake tonight. Got to beat Indian Lake tomorrow,
right,
at 4:30.
Well, Taft is going to be the same version as Meadowdale, only more athletic.
Right, right. And not dissimilar to Dayton Stivers a year ago, maybe bigger.
Yeah. Taft is going to be, they got to win this one. Let's just be honest.
Yes.
They should win it, but they still got to win it.
Yep.
But Taft is going to be quite the formidable opponent,
right,
if that's who they see next week.
Yeah, the players about whom Nate Barholder spoke near the end of that interview for Jamestown Greenview. Cole Allen, 6'3 senior forward, 16 points a game. Rhett Birch, 6'2 senior wing player, 15 points a game. Miles Witt, 5'9 sophomore guard, loves to penetrate and dish, 6 points a game. Carter Williams, 6'1 guard, sophomore, 7 points a game. Ethan Caudill, sophomore, 6 feet tall, averaging just over 5.5 a game. Those are the five starters for 8-year head coach Kyle Fulk at Jamestown Greenview, which plays in the Ohio Heritage Conference, finished third in the OHC South with a mark of 11-5. Biggest wins of the year were triumphs by D3 Greenview over D2 opponents, Northwestern 61-52, Van Logan 64-51, and Canton Ridge 51-42. Purcell Marion, Chuck, had a grand exodus of athletes in the last year, and Greenview caught Purcell last Friday night in a sectional final game, beat them in overtime by a score of 57-56. I think Purcell had lost maybe nearly 20 games entering that contest, and Greenview just got by Purcell a scant point.
I was looking at the Cedar, because I know Cedarville's got a heck of a good Division IV basketball team.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw that they got a couple of losses to them
regular
season.
Yeah, Greenview lost 2 to Cedarville. We will see Cedarville tomorrow. What do we have? A 4 o'clock tip, 3:30 airtime.
Right.
Cedarville-Jackson Center, a D4 boys district championship game right here from Vidalia Butler. Tomorrow night, 6:30 airtime. It's a regional championship in girls D4 featuring Fort Loramie and Tri-Village. And get up early tomorrow morning, airtime 10:30. Botkins, Fayetteville, Perry, and other boys
in the middle of the night.
Yes. 11 a.m. tip. 10:30 airtime tomorrow morning for Botkins. We've got the starting lineups coming up in a couple of minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgill.com. And TangemanFH.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McVie once again from here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. We've got Jamestown Greenview against Anna, boys D3 district title game. Again, the winner plays next Wednesday right here, early game, 5:30. The opponent, Cincinnati Taft or Indian Lake. Indian Lake, a club that Anna played early in the regular season this year and won a very high-scoring game. Indian Lake could give the Taft Senators all they want.
Well, if they overlook them, absolutely.
Right, right. Yeah, good point. And let's hope the Anna Rockets are not overlooking Jamestown Greenview tonight and peeking ahead at that possible Taft encounter next week. Starting lineup for the Anna Rockets, Isaiah Mastella, 17.5 a game, a 6'2 senior. McCain Finkenbaum, 19.3 a game, a 6-foot junior. Zach Ambus, 5'9 junior out front. Ben Kovacs in the middle, 6'4 a senior, 15.5 a game. And Jacob Robinson at a wing, 6'4 and a senior. Nate Barhorst, your number 10, as the mentor of the Anna boys basketball program.
Yeah, he's had a real nice run with the Rockets.
Number 12, Miles Witt.
I meant to ask Nate if he himself was a real good three-point shooter when he played basketball. His real good, thoughtful answer would be, oh, yeah, and I've taught my three-point shooters this year all they know.
He's pretty old. Did they have three-point shots back then?
At Jamestown Greenview starting lineup, as we noted several minutes ago, features two very good scorers. Cole Allen, Rhett Birch, averaging 16 and 15 respectively, 6'3", 6'2".
Well, I'm looking at them out there on the floor, and they look like athletes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is probably, these five starters, Chuck, I bet two or three start for the Greenview Rams football team.
I would think they probably do.
Greenview in the home white blue numbers, kind of an oxymoron called Greenview High School. But blue is a little red trim. Anna in the bright green with white numbers. Anna across the chest. Opening tip to start the game is batted to Miles Witt for Greenview. To Cole Allen, who darts into the paint. Oh, the weave is on. Driving left-hand layup by Rhett Birch. Hangs on the rim. No. Rebound, Anna. Finkenbein darts to the baseline. Pulls up. Awkward seven-footer. Good.
Good. Shot fake that time, let the defender fly by him and shot the little four-footer from the sideline.
Well done by Finkenbein. Game 30 seconds old. Anna leads it 2-0. Rhett Birch on the arc. Picked up tightly by Robinson. Hand off to Miles Witt. Anna in its patented man-to-man. Far right wing, Jamestown's Cole Allen's got it. Wants to drive, can't do it. He's got to throw it 30 feet away. Here's Carter Williams with the ball. Williams, 6'1 sophomore, deals to Birch, foul line, jumps to shoot, doesn't, passes instead. Carter Williams has got it, way back out to midcourt to Miles Witt. He enters the lane, does Witt, and tries to thread a bounce pass underneath, and I think
the Jamestown player may have stepped out.
Yeah, he threw it out of bounds. He should have shot the ball. He's about 6 feet from the basket and tried to throw a pass up foot.
Yep. That was an available shot, not taken to Greenview. 2-0, Anna, a minute 15 gone. Robinson, Ambus deep in the left corner. Ambus on the bounce. Zach dribbles, gives to Finkenbein 30 feet away. Finkenbein might have gotten away with a walk, entered the lane, threw it away. 6.5 to go, first quarter, 2-0, Anna. As good a shooter as he is, he's every bit as good a passer usually. I want to see 6'4.5" Ben Kovacs get the ball for Anna against the smaller Jamestown Greenview team. Here's a baseline drive by Rhett Birch. Blocked on the play by Anna. Rebound stuck up there by Cole Allen. It's no good. Rebound Rockets, long 60-foot heave. Masteller on the go, into the lane. Scoop shot, no good. Rebound Kovacs.
There you go.
Right on cue. Kovacs for a bucket. 4-0 Anna.
But Greenview's missed three shots for a total of about 6 feet if you add them up.
You're right, Chuck. They've been in tight. And Rams not able to get the ball to drop. Penetration, Carter Williams. Look at him scoot. Oh, a late dish on the play to Miles Witt, who shovels it in off the backboard. So it took Greenview 2:20 to score. Anna leads it 4-2. Ambus on top. Right wing Kovacs looks for the cutter. Masteller swings it to Finkenbein. Left side of the floor, Robinson. Short corner throw for Kovacs. Oh, it's tipped away by Greenview nicely and shoveled out by Greenview to the runner down the floor. Driving goes Cole Allen, and he might have been shouldered en route to the rim. Common ball out of bounds to Greenview. Sloppy offensive set.
Bad set that time.
Last trip down for the Rockets. 4-2 Anna leads. 5:17 left in the first. Ball heave, top of the key, Carter Williams. Outside the arc on the left of Miles Witt. Witt into the top of the circle. Looks for the pick and roll with Caudill. Nothing there. Hand off to Birch. Elbow on the left. Open. Loops it up from 13 off the mark. Rebound Anna. Quickly. Finkenbein. Kovacs. Kovacs a long layup from about 5 feet away. Couldn't get the ball to the rim. Rebound down to Greenview. Not a real good start. For the Rockets.
No, one more dribble that time, and he has an easy layup.
But Anna's up 4-2, despite the shaky beginning. We played 3.5 minutes. Opening stanza. Far left side, Miles Witt, 5'9" sophomore. This club starts 1, 2, 3 softs and a couple seniors. Greenview's got the ball 30 feet away. It's Birch. Birch swings it around to the left. Picked up by Finkenbein on the arc. 4-2, Anna. We played nearly 4 minutes. Not the scoring beginning that I figured we'd have. I thought we'd be in double digits for now. Greenview is trying to shorten this game down, compressing the clock here in the opening quarter. Miles Witt's got the ball 30 feet out. Finkenbein checks him. Baseline, Masteller guards. Oh, nice pass, Greenview. Back into the lane to Caudill. Five-footer right in front. Bingo.
Birch got the defense drawn to him and found Caudill.
Well executed. 4-all tie. Finkenbein, deep right corner, Ambus. Might have scooted the feet and walked. Here is Ambus into the lane. Sort of a backwards over-the-head layup. Hangs on the rim. It comes away to Carter Williams. Long pass down the floor to Allen. Allen handoff to Caudill. Left-hander. Good. Greenview 6-4. 3:21 left in the opening quarter. Cause for concern, Chuck?
Well, I think that right now they just seem to be a little complacent. They need to find a little more sense of urgency.
Here's Masteller 30 feet away. Picked up by Williams. Goes to the foul line. Double teamed. Nearly swiped. Masteller gets it back. Scattered floor. Masteller to the hoop. Got it. Off the window. Tied up at 6. Quickly, Cole Allen dashes down the floor into the lane for Greenview. Then back out to Miles Witt, who sets the attack. 2:50 left to go, opening period. Anna 6, Greenview 6. The Greenview Rams from Jamestown. Beautiful high school, just several years old. It is gorgeous.
I don't think I've ever been there.
Here's Birch, got a sliver of an opening. Down the lane, late dish to Caudill, blocked on the play. Robinson got a piece of it. Here comes Anna. Long throw to Ambus in the corner. Down inside to Kovacs.
blocked on the play by Greenview. Loose ball, batted to midcourt. The Rams have got it.
Right back at you.
Yeah, still tied at six. 2:14 to go in the first. Rhett Birch, 30 feet away. On the left-hand dribble, Caudill. Open three-point shooter, left wing, Miles Witt. Right down through the ropes. Miles Witt from distance, all set up, the penetration and the dish. And Greenview leads it 9-6 with 1:50 to go in the first. Here's Masteller, foul line, behind the back, into the paint area, crammed again by Greenview. Caudill playing much bigger than 6'2". He's had a couple of blocks in there. Greenview came out of the jumble with the basketball, flipped it to Birch. Birch is sloppy with it, and Ambus has got it for Anna. 3-on-2, Ambus in the middle, late dish for Kovacs, layup good. 9-8, Greenview by one. Greenview zipping the other way, blazing a trail down the floor. Go the Rams, and a foul near the rim against Anna, I think in the act of shooting, as Cole Allen, the 6'3 senior forward, was moving. He really pushed it. So far, Chuck, Anna not sharp. Greenview out hustling the Rockets. 9-8, Rams at the stripe. Foul shot strong.
Greenview getting into the lane too easily. It's getting, if they would have made a couple of those easy ones early, they'd have like a 6 to 8 point lead.
Yep, well said. Yeah, Greenview's tactic is get down below the foul line. No surprise to Nate Barhorst, head coach of Anna.
No.
He talked about that in the pregame.
Right.
Second foul shot, swirls around the rim three times. Tough break foul shooting for the Rams. Ball came out. Greenview knocked it out. So Greenview misses an opportunity to go up three. Scoreboard stuck at 9-8 Rams. A minute 10 to go here in the first quarter. Driving down the lane, out of control for Anna. Was that Kovacs or Finkenbein?
They just called a illegal screen on Finkenbein.
Oh, Finkenbein tried to free up Kovacs, who buzzed right down the paint area.
Well, you learn to stop at the foul line if you're not taking it to the rim, and he took it two steps too deep and charged.
So a minute left here in the opening period. Anna stuck at 8. Greenview leads at 9-8. Here's a short baseline J, but Miles Witt around the rim and off. Rebound Anna. Good-looking shot. Just wouldn't go in for the Rams. They've had a number hang on the rim and come off. Anna down a point. 40 seconds left in the first. Look at Masteller go to work. Dixie Dew in the lane. Shovels it off the board.
Did a great job of avoiding the charge.
10-9 Anna. Boy, does Masteller shake and bake. Deep in the left corner with the ball, Birch for Greenview. 22 seconds left in the first. Goes to Witt, deep right corner. Wants to go to the post. Swiped on the play by Finkenbein. Finkenbein against Witt. And McCain lays it up and hits it. Finkenbein out in front of everybody. Took it nearly coast to coast. 7 seconds left, opening period. 12-9 Anna. Here's Rhett Birch, 30 feet away. Hit the elbow. On the arc to the three-point shooter. It's good! It's good! 24-footer. Wow, what a shot. Jordan Ersman in off the bench. A 5'9 sophomore guard, Chuck, gets a triple to knock the count at 12, ending the first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Start dreaming. Hoyn and Hoyn Builders in Anna specializes in beautiful custom-built homes. We also offer custom home interiors, remodels, and additions. Bring to life your 2.5-acre country lot. Hoyn and Hoyn property off Recker Road is in the Anna School District and offers high-speed internet. Make the call to design your dream home. 937-394-7144. What you imagine, we create at Hoyn and Hoyn Builders in Anna. Online at HoynandHoynBuilders.com.
Raymond Drywall in Anna offers professional service for you. Drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction and service for homes and commercial businesses. You'll benefit from the 20-year Raymond reputation.
If you are within an hour from Shelby County and need drywall work done right, call on Riemann Drywall, 937-538-0513, 538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Here is Anna starting the second quarter with yet another miscue. In off the bench, Connor McKinney took
both feet. Moved both feet before he made the move.
He shuffled, no doubt about it. Good call. Tied up at a dozen. Jamestown Greenview on offense to our left. 12 each. Ball thrown outside the arc to Birch. Birch to Allen. Oh, here's a good cut to the rim. Driving layup, Birch got it with the left. These Greenview players use both hands around the rim, Chuck.
Well, they get to the rim very well, and Anna's going to have to figure something out.
Here's Masteller off balance in the paint area. Little fall-away shot. Bouncing, no. Came off the iron. Tug of war for the rebound. Foul, Greenview. Ball out to Anna, which trails 14-12. 7:20 left here in the second quarter. Taken behind below the rim. Peers in. Way out on top, it's Kovacs. Hand off to Masteller, 30 feet away. Masteller checked by Caudill. Masteller guns a three. It is no good off the back brace. Rebound down to Greenview, which leads it but two. A minute gone, second quarter. Anna's had a number of games, Chuck, just like this year, playing a little bit down to the level of competition, at least the first couple of quarters, until Anna got pressed for points late in the game.
I was going to say, sometimes they have slow starts to games. I'm hoping that this is going to be one of those, and they turn it up.
Exactly. Sluggish beginnings. Here's another one. Up Greenview just traveled. Rams turn it over. Anna's got it back. 14-12. Greenview up two. 6:44 to go in the second quarter. Robinson to McKinney for Anna. Connor McKinney, 6 foot senior. He's 25 feet away. Thinking by deep right corner, fadeaway three ball. Beautiful. Right on the button. Swirled around the rim twice and then right down through the netting.
He does not need much of an opening, and he's got such a quick release.
And Anna's on top by one, 15-14, just that quickly. 6:14 to go, second quarter. Greenview with the ball out high. Being handled there on the play by Mason Witt. Mason Witt, the brother of Miles, and we've got somebody stepped out of bounds? No, a moving screen.
Illegal screen on Caudill.
Caudill shifted his body.
That's his second, too. And he's had a nice offensive start to the game.
He has. Good player. He must sit with two fouls. Shifted the lower half of his body. Wasn't stationary while the screen was taking place. Anna gets the ball back up one. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Ambus 30 feet away. Now gives it up to Robinson. Ball flipped on top to Finkenbein, and we got the same kind of call against Anna.
Well, you know what? If this is what the officials are going to call, then you better know it and stop moving on your screens.
Yep, Anna coaches nod their heads. Anna up one, 5:55 to go here in the second quarter. Jamestown Greenview, where's the home white? Blue numbers trimmed in red. Anna in the green. Green top to bottom. Anna in white across the chest, big white numerals. Here's Witt on the arc for Greenview. Flips it to Birch. Ball rotated left side to Carter Williams. This is all taking place well beyond the arc. Rhett Birch has got it 25 feet away. And we've got our third straight foul on an offensive team member away from the basketball.
You better learn.
Yep. John Carter Williams of Greenview.
Yeah, at this point, you probably better quit setting ball screens.
Right. Four fouls on Anna. Three fouls on Greenview. Here's a drive into the paint area. A little flyer from 10 feet, but Finkenbein. It caroms off the rim. Kovacs cannot reel in the rebound, and it comes down to Greenview. 3 minutes gone, second quarter. Anna up one, 15-14. Here's Rhett Birch, top of the circle. DeWitt, down low to the post player, who had position, had a shot, didn't take it. Greenview's had a few situations like that. Cole Allen, fade away, outside the arc, right flank, rimmed, and we had a rebounding foul against Greenview. That shot by Jamestown nearly went in, did not. Carter Williams, who came in and replaced Caudill, and now he just picked up his second.
Wow, so that's four fouls totaled by Caudill and Williams for Greenview. 4:40 left, second quarter. Anna 15, Greenview 14. Game being played pretty much at Greenview's pace. Masteller, Kovacs, left side of the floor, Finkenbein gets a screen from Kovacs, who rolls. Great pass. He missed the bunny. Got the rebound, missed it again. Tip up, good!
Wow.
Finkenbein falling down backwards on his keister, batted it toward the rim. It swished, he was fouled, and he shoots.
Kovacs needs to relax a little bit, man. Yeah. I don't know how he missed that. That was harder to miss than it was to make.
Only other person in the whole world who would have missed that shot, Jack Kramer. Finkenbein's got the free throw. And head coach Nate Barhorst gets a timeout. Anna up four. He's going to try to charge up his club during this break on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Hey, your local Lennox dealer is Steve and Ted Services, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Steve Hooker, Ted Burning, started Steve and Ted's in 2002, quickly built a solid reputation for offering quality products and services at very good prices. Your local Lennox dealer, Steve and Ted's in Anna, proud to offer the finest heating, cooling, and indoor air quality products. Steve and Ted's began in 2002, a fantastic reputation since, servicing, repairing, selling, installing residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Well, after the timeout, Jamestown Greenview runs an offensive set, misses the shot, looks like a Ram player goes over the back on the rebound, and it's called on a green jersey.
They called it on Robinson. That's his second.
I missed it.
So the official.
.359 to go in the second quarter, 18-14, Anna up four in a game, Chuck, that is being played at a sluggish pace.
It is, and the officials are having something to do with that. They're whistle, whistle, whistle. Nobody came to listen to them.
Right, they've slowed it down. They've helped. Here's Miles Witt, 25 feet away. Hooked away by Ambus. Nice job. It's loose. Finkenbein tracks it down for Anna. Anna up four. Finkenbein over the timeline. Lets it go from 30. Missed it off the heel. Long rebound down to Greenview, which trails before 18-14. Here's Rhett Birch, 25 feet away. Takes Masteller to the lane. Goes to the three-point shooter in the right corner. Allen missed it. Long rebound. Finkenbein loops it to Masteller. He's on the go. Pedals into the lane. Running one-hander. Blocking foul against Greenview. Masteller, speed, tough to defend.
Yeah, they bailed him out there. That was if he made that, that was going to be one heck of a shot.
Yeah, it was.
He was going away from the basket and was going to have to try to bank it.
You'd never try that one on a horse.
Well, you might if you were up two or three letters.
Free throw, Masteller got it. 19-14 and up five. 3:14 left here in the second quarter. Anna trying to push the lead out, inching it to five, and that's where it stands. Masteller's second free throw ricochets into the left corner, and the Rams have got it. Over the timeline, Rhett Birch. He's at the elbow on the right, fell down, coughed up the ball. It's loose. Who's got it? Finkenbein, Ambus. What do we have? We got a kick against Anna.
See, that's got to be intentional if it's not on, if it's not sticking a leg out on a pass.
There was nothing
intentional about
it. Nothing intended about that. The ball found the foot, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. 19-14, Greenview possession. Ball thrown into the backcourt. Rams have got it. 2:55 to go here in the first half. Back on the floor for Greenview is Caudill with two fouls. He had it at the elbow. Straightaway Birch fires a pass to the cutter, Caudill, off his fingertips, out of bounds. Anna will take it. Here come the Rockets up the five, 19-14. Anna's not played very well at Greenview. Down five, Greenview's missed opportunities here.
They have missed some shots, but Anna right now just don't look like they're really excited.
No thinking mind posting up. Good entry feed by Kovacs. Shot short. Fine defense by Williams of the Rams, and Greenview's got the ball. Anna having difficulty converting. Greenview within five. Neither club performing even close to their best. And that's an understatement.
Maybe nerves.
Sure. Shooting background here at Butler, a little different.
A little different.
There have been a number of moving screen calls by the officials to slow this game down some. Greenview works it on the arc. Baseline left, Miles Witt around Ambus, who might have put a hand at his back. Team foul six on Anna. Half dozen each way. A minute 48 to go here in the second quarter. Here in a moment, we'll tell you all about Victress Health and Wellness, 307 East Main in Anna. 19-14, Anna up five. Greenview inbounding. Goes to Birch. Birch to a teammate. Here's a drive down the lane. Oh, McKinney sets up shot and draws the offensive foul.
Boy, I tell you what, Arisman's shaking his head. He bounced right into the middle of his chest. I don't know how he thought that wasn't going to be a charge.
You're right. Right smack dab in the sternum. Great defense.
And that's his second.
Fine defensive effort by McKinney in off the bench for Anna. Masteller's wide open. Nobody guards him. Oh, he missed a gimme. Anna got the rebound. Here's a baseline turnaround seven-footer. It is bouncing. No good. Isaac McDermott in off the bench. Couldn't get it to go. Greenview the other way. Late dish down inside. Oh, nice pass. Ethan Caudill for Greenview from Miles Witt, the point guard. 19-16, a minute to go here in the first half. Here's Masteller for Anna. Splits a couple defenders down the lane. Lays it up. In and out, no good. Stick back in. Nice play, Rockets. Was that McKinney?
I think it was Kovacs.
Kovacs.
Well, they're talking it over.
55 seconds left in the first half. Anna up five. And here's Greenview with a power move in the lane. It is on the rim and in. Whistle. I'm confused. What do we have? Basket good?
No, I was going to say, that would have been an NBA basket if they counted that one.
And there were two Euro steps, but basket not allowed. Rhett Birch at the line, though, because the 1-1 is now in place. Anna 21 and Greenview 16 with 52 seconds to go here in the first half.
And they did give that basket to
Kovacs?
McDermott.
McDermott, okay. I thought out of the corner of my eye it might have been McDermott. One free throw made, one missed. Greenview gets the long rebound. Here's a runner in the lane by Caudill. No. Rebound to Birch. Long three out front. Yes. Miles Witt. 25-footer. All cord. He buried it. And Anna's up only one. 30 seconds to go first half. Finkenbein outside the arc on the left. Still dribbles. Flips it near side to Masteller. Close to midcourt. 25 seconds to go here in the first half. Anna's not played well. Inch the lead out to three possessions, but Greenview's come right back. 12, 11, 10, 9, late first half. Anna 21, Greenview 20. Masteller looks for a screen, head of the key, 3 seconds to go, into the lane. Isaiah fades and scores at the buzzer. Isaiah Masteller boosting Anna to a 3-point edge, 23-20 over Greenview here at intermission. It's a radio break on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really want to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything, from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, and WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center, 23-20. Anna up by three over Greenview. Rockets have not played well, but still lead by three. And Greenview's missed a ton of shots below the foul line, or the Rams would have the lead. As they take advantage of this big deal through the end of March, it has been popular at the Jackson Center Pro Hardware Store, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. You get free a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill when you buy your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Fantastic deal. Can't beat it. Cabinets are solid wood, soft closed doors and drawers, 25 colors and styles to choose from. Save up to 50% on cabinets compared to the big box stores at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Sale ends end of the month, 18 months same as cash. Financing available. Tell Darren Yankst you heard about his store, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck, our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, AAG Inc. Anna up three
But I tell you what, if this opponent tonight were from the Shelby County League and that club was performing well.
Unless it was Houston.
Yeah, right.
Didn't mean to mean Houston.
But if that SCAL club was performing tip-top, and it'd be down by 10 or 15.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. They got out rebounded 14 to 10. They do have a 5-4 offensive rebounding advantage. Greenview turned it over 7 times. Anna turned it 3. The Rockets went to the free throw line 3 times, made 2. Greenview went 4 times, only made 1. Individual scoring for Greenview, they were led by sophomore Miles Witt. He had 8, a couple of threes in the first half. They got 6 from DeCottell. They got 3 from Birch, and they got 3 from Arisman. Allen didn't score in the first half. They scored 12 and 8, 20 for the first half. Anna led by Finkenbein with 10. Masteller with 7. Kovacs with 4. So the big 3 had 21 of their 23. McDermott got the tip in down there to give him the other 2 points. They scored 12 and 11. Lead at 23-20 at the half.
Hey, Chuck, what's going on? What's with the lackluster performance by Anna?
Well,
is it the shooting background here?
No.
Is it that the Rams have lost 6? Is it that maybe Anna believed it would play Purcell, somebody else, in this game?
Well, I think they probably were getting ready to mentally think they were going to play Purcell. Secondly, they just played a team that just ran and ran and ran with them,
true,
which is what they like to do. Now, Greenview is slowing it down on them. And third, I know the coaching staff is not thinking ahead to a regional semifinal, but I think some of these kids thought,
right,
this is ours, and let's just be thinking about Taft. And, I think it's going to be a better performance in the second half. We've seen Anna struggle in the first half a few times this year. So, hopefully they get it turned around. I'm sure they had quite the little meeting at halftime.
Oh, yeah. It was not a fireside chat.
No.
23-20, though. Anna still up 3 despite the lackluster performance in the first 2 quarters. Our halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Anna Rockets 23, Jamestown Greenview Rams 20. We're 2 minutes away from the start of the third quarter in this boys' Division III district championship game. There's one to follow, and that finds Summit Country Day against Springfield Shawnee.
Springfield Shawnee.
The game of importance to Anna is played tomorrow night at another site, Northmont. Anna will play the Cincinnati Taft Indian Lake winner if Anna wins tonight.
If they can win this thing.
Yeah, yeah. On Wednesday, next Wednesday, here at Vandalia Butler, tip-off 5:30. Should Anna advance, our airtime would be at 5 next Wednesday. Anna Rockets have got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seniors highlighted tonight by LaCalle Equipment at Jackson Center. LaCalle, a founding sponsor, got us off the ground, got us up and running. So many thanks to LaCalle's staff and associates. Roger Dietrich, Mary Lee Smock, everyone at LaCalle
which helped conceive scoresbroadcast.com way back in 2006. LaCalle recognizes Anna's seniors here tonight. Isaiah Masteller, Connor McKinney, Isaac McDermott, Ben Kovacs, and Jacob Robinson. Don't want this to be the last game for the seniors. They're
absolutely
up three. Anna tries to widen the gap here in the third quarter, which will get started in just a matter of seconds.
Well, Greenview starts with the ball to start the third quarter.
Yep. And they are a field goal behind, 23-20. Jackson Center Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Immunizations, of course. Rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment. Results in 15 minutes. 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Here comes Greenview with the ball to start the third quarter. Down 3 to Anna. Low scoring first two quarters. 96 by Anna against Meadowdale. And the Rockets have less than 1/4 of that total at the half of this game tonight. Here's a drive into the lane by Cole Allen. Soft 8-footer right in front. Won't go. Anna's got the board. Masteller motoring down the floor. Blistering pace to the rim for two. Masteller would not be denied. That's the kind of skill and high-octane pace with which Anna's played most of the year. Minute gone, third quarter, 25-20. Anna in the lead. There's a foul line runner banked up there by Miles Witt. Nearly made it. Awkward shot. Rebound, Anna. Finkenbein barrels down the floor and coughed it up. Anna Bench is furious.
They're coming down. They're getting ready to correct it. But I'll tell you what, they got, almost got was Finkenbein with another charge because he ran over the guy again after he threw the pass.
Yeah, he did. And the officials confer. Two of them do. And now maybe three talk it over. What do we have? And it's going to be out of bounds to Anna. Call is corrected. Anna possession below the rim. A minute gone, third quarter. Anna up five over Greenview, 25-20. Do you see a little quicker pep in the step of these Rockets, Chuck?
I do.
Ball inbounded, deep right corner, Finkenbein behind a double screen, pours it in. Masteller out of the game after the last sequence.
Well, he said something to the official on the call, but the official told him to take him out of the game. He doesn't have, he could have teed him up, but you know, he can't make a substitution.
Weird. Kovacs with a block and a ball, then a steal by Greenview. There's a baseline drive of Rhett Birch, and he runs over the Anna defender. Wow, nicely done by Connor McKinney.
Yep, he stood there and took it.
He took it for the team. Woo! He needed shoulder pads on that one. 28-20, Anna up eight. Halftime lead of three has been stretched to eight.
It's a danger time if you're Greenview. This,
yes.
This could get away from you quickly here in the third quarter.
No doubt. 6:24 left, third quarter. Masteller back in, head of the key, foul line, and the trailer for Greenview blocks it. Beautifully done by Rhett Birch. Three on two, deep right corner, Greenview, Witt to the elbow, pulls up, hits a cutter down the lane, little soft five-footer, good by Carter Williams. He's a lefty, and he nailed it.
Yep.
Quickly, Anna ambush from distance. Got it! Anna retaliates. Zach Ambus, 5'9", junior. Coming right back, Carter Williams. Deep right corner, three ball. Yes, for Greenview. And the threes are flying. One trifecta after another. Timeout called. 5:48 to go in the third. Anna up six, 31-25 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve goals like going to college, starting a business, buying a home,
planning a wedding, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from your first car to a new life after retirement. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com.
Possession, Anna. Rockets Robinson will throw it in down to her right. Anna comes the length of the floor, ahead by six, 31-25, 5:45 remaining third quarter. Anna was up three at the half. They doubled the advantage. Here's Finkenbein driving into the paint area, looping it up and in over the top of Cole Allen. Heck of an athletic play by Finkenbein. Head ball went a good 18 feet up in the air. And he dropped it right through the cylinder. Off-balance shot by Greenview. Miles Witt into the paint. Banked it. Missed it. Rebound Masteller. Like a locomotive down the floor. Goes into the lane. And he runs off his tracks. He throws it out of bounds.
That was just too much showboat. Throw a solid pass.
Yep.
Get the ball to Finkenbein. He's getting ready to shoot a three.
That happens with this team every now and then. They get a little too comfortable. Steal, Finkenbein. Took it away from Witt. Driving layup from the left flank. Good. McCain, Finkenbein on the theft out front. And away he went.
That could have been a technical. The kid from Greenview jumped up and slapped the backboard. That's supposed to be automatic.
Yeah, you're right, it is. The difference in this game is 10 until Greenview gets a three-pointer from Rhett Birch. No, Cole Allen.
And that's his first basket of the game.
Averaging 16 a game, he's been stopped cold. Masteller tries to retaliate for Anna. Three ball straight away. No good off the heel. Rebound down to Witt for Greenview. Deep right corner, Cole Allen. Here's a drive. Blocked by Masteller. Blocked by Masteller at the backboard. The ball sprays out to midcourt. Anna's got it. Deep three, left wing, Ambus off the back brace. No good. Rebound Greenview, trailing with seven. 4:10 to go here in the third quarter. Rhett Birch, shot fake. Takes Kovacs down the lane. What a drive by Birch. Left-handed. Good. 35-30.
Yep, they can't stand prosperity.
That's a swift move by Birch.
Yeah, that was nice.
Neat. 3:50 to go in the third. And up five. Kovacs head of the key. Have not heard much from Ben.
No.
Amba straight away. Throws left flank to Kovacs. On top, Finkenbein. Step back three ball. Air balls it. Out of bounds. What do we have, a shove off against Greenview?
Yeah, they got a break, and I think they might have called that on Caudill, which would be his third.
Ooh, lucky there for Anna.
Silly foul.
Hey, yes. Shot didn't have a chance. Ball lobbed into Kovacs in the lane. Body block thrown at him. He goes to the deck. Ball pops free. Two white shirts squeezed him. Common. Out of bounds, Anna. Up five. 3:32 to go here in the third quarter. Officials again talk from 20 feet away. Substitution here for the Anna Rockets. Isaac McDermott back onto the floor. And Anna will throw it in baseline left. It is pitched in by Finkenbein. Ambus on the arc to Masteller. He wanted to turn the corner, did. Driving layup, hits it. Nice spurt to the rim by Masteller.
Yeah, that was a good change of pace right there.
And up seven. You're right, Chuck. Coming right back, Greenview. Oh, a dipsy-doo move. Rhett Birch right in the middle of the paint area. Got it to go off the window, and he was fouled. You're right, Chuck. Anna, unable, to borrow your phrase, unable to withstand the prosperity because it seems like when the Rockets do something really good at the offensive end, they give up a cheap basket.
Well, they can. They have not stopped Greenview from getting into the lane from the beginning of the game.
Not at all. And a three-point play converted. Foul shot good by Greenview, which is down four. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's Anna throwing a deep left corner. Ambus on the arc to Masteller. Long 27-footer. Rim, backboard, no good. Greenview with possession. Quickly up the floor. It's Miles Witt. Deep three, right corner. Carter Williams, wide left. Rebound Finkenbein. That would have cut it to one. Long pass down the floor. Robinson. Ooh. Robinson runs into the lane area and tries to shoot it from 10 feet. Deflected. Here comes Greenview back the other direction. Miles Witt on the arc. 2:32 left in the third.
I know their leading scorers are the two seniors, but their sophomores have been outstanding.
They have. I like this sophomore class for Greenview, which trailed by three at the half. Rams down four. Late third quarter. Opening down the lane. Rhett Birch stripped. Goes out of bounds.
Here is the game number zero for Harrison.
Yeah, this is a big two-minute period coming up at the end of the third quarter as Anna tries to stretch it, and Greenview wants to make it even tighter. Deep right corner, Jordan Ayersman, 5'9 sophomore on the floor, dribbles into the lane to Birch. Pass to a teammate low on the left. Bodies fly. Greenview overshoots. Layup inside Carter Williams. Blew it. Had an easy one. Rebound Finkenbein to Masteller. Oh, great pass.
Yep.
Layup is in. That was a dart thrown by Finkenbein. Lead is six. But Greenview missed some cripples. Point blankers. Last trip down. Here's a poke away from behind by Masteller, and it goes out of bounds. Greenview gets a timeout, a minute 42 to go in the third, and up six on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
You know, we're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come to us from towns all around. Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salad and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or a full meal at Myers Tavern in Botkins. Breakfast begins at 6. The omelets are outstanding. Terrific strip loin steak dinners for only $12.50, served after 4. Proud to be local and a casual hangout. We welcome you for any meal of the day. That's Myers Tavern in Botkins, 303 North Main. Well, after a Greenview miss, Anna counters. Masteller low on the left. A lot of contact. Rimmed it. Ball punched out by Greenview.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was one heck of an effort just to get that up to the rim.
Sure was. Good effort by Masteller indeed. He used all of his muscle and strength, almost made it. Anna still retains the ball with a minute to go. Third quarter, up six, 39-33. Greenview missed a good look. It's last trip down. Here's Finkenbein. He tries a long, long 30-footer. It is wide left. Second air ball of the night for him.
Right in a row.
Out of bounds it goes. This shooting background at Butler
probably bother him a little bit.
We'll do it to you. But if you need some advice, talk to Jaden Putoff. 54 seconds left here in the third. And up six, 39-33. Scoring pace has been grinding to a halt here in the last 2 minutes. And here is a dribble into the right corner by Rhett Birch. Tries to feed a teammate, Cole Allen, along the baseline. Anna kicks it away. Thrown back in by Carter Williams. 38 seconds to go, third quarter. Anna up six. Deep right corner, Caudill. Baseline against Masteller. Oh, look at that move. Banked it in, and he's fouled. Ethan Caudill. Boy, that may have been the best 25-foot drive of the night.
He's been the player of the game because not only does he have 8 points, he's got 3 or 4 block shots.
Yeah, he's really good. 6'2 sophomore. fine sophomore class for Greenview. Fouled in the act of shooting. Dill flips
he
it.
Made the basket.
I'm sorry. Yeah. But scored while shooting and making it was fouled when he put it through on the floor. And he connects with the free throw as well.
And that 10-point lead that Anna had is now down to the 3-point lead they had at the half.
Right. 3-point play the old-fashioned way for Caudill. That was an outstanding maneuver by him. He went in against strength of Anna, two defenders. Kissed it in, high off the window. Was yanked on the arm as he scored. Made the foul shot. 6 seconds left, third quarter. And up three. Masteller.
Wow.
Herky jerky move in the lane. Banks it in at the buzzer. Isaiah Masteller bails Anna out and boosts the lead to 5 after 3. 41-36 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
It is Anna's ball as we start the fourth quarter. Rockets up by only 5 thanks to a Masteller field goal right before the end of the third. That took it from 3-5. Here's Masteller on the go. Opening play, fourth quarter. Shot fake in the lane. Up went two Rams players, and in went the shot.
They have nobody that can guard him, that's for sure.
43-36, Anna up 7. Dribble drive, Miles Witt on the arc. Thought about driving, got to the foul line, retreated. It's Cole Allen. Allen, right corner pass to Carter Williams. Shot fake from three-point land into the lane and drew a foul from Masteller.
Foul number 41.
Say Victress Health and Wellness, 307 East Main and Anna, the leader in wellness enhancement, specializing in chronic pain, weight loss, and autoimmune conditions. Victress Health and Wellness in Anna. As a functional medicine specialist, Dr. Lisa Marino uses state-of-the-art testing to personalize your treatment plan and exceed your health goals. If you've given up on losing weight or healing your chronic pain, give Dr. Marino a call, 937-232-5237, 232-5237, or visit VictressHealth.com. Claim your free consultation. Victress Health and Wellness, Western Ohio's leader in functional medicine. By the way, Lisa, the wife of Anna football coach Nick Marino. 43-37.
What, one? Made one out of two.
Yep. As the Rams split the two free throws, Anna misfired hastily on a long three, then a turnover by Greenview. Thinking mind down to Masteller, darts into the lane, blocked from behind, but a foul, and the Greenview bench is furious. You may have heard a no way in the background. It was iffy, but Masteller gets a pair as the official ushers the head coach for Greenview off the floor, Kyle Fulk.
What did they say to bring it in out of bounds?
Correction.
Oh. Not a shooting foul?
I don't know what he was doing if he wasn't shooting.
Oh, my goodness gracious. He was up off the floor, Chuck. The ball was up above his head. And he was creamed from behind. That's not a shooting foul. Anna still got it up 6. Kovac turns his back on a shot in the lane, gives it up to Ambus. That was the right dish because Ambus makes Greenview pay. A triple. 46-37 and up 9 on a bomb by Ambus. Here's a push-off by Kovacs in the right corner against Rhett Birch of Greenview. Team fouls 4 each way. Yeah, that call down to her left mystifies me.
He said he was throwing a pass.
Huh. Okay. Looked like active shooting to me. Anna up 9, 6:20 left. Critical moment here for Greenview. Boys, D3, district championship game at Vandalia Butler. Winner comes back next Wednesday at 5:30 here at Butler to play tomorrow night's Cincinnati Taft Indian Lake victor. 6 minutes to go in the fourth. Very sloppy pass by Miles Witt, right to Kovacs, to Masteller. Look at him go. Masteller, high octane, all the way to the rim. Coming right back, Greenview. Kovacs on a foul, trying to block the shot of Caudill. You're right, Chuck. You've said it at least maybe twice. No answer. Greenview, no answer for Isaiah.
No, they can't guard him.
And I know somebody else who couldn't guard him the other night. Meadowdale.
Yeah.
Free throw, Caudill. Good.
I'm impressed with this young man.
Anna, 48. And Greenview, I think it's 39?
38.
38? Okay, it was 37. Scoreboard does register 38-39. 48-39, Anna up 9. 5:50 to go in the fourth. Masteller, foul line, loops it, good feed, down into Kovacs. Oh, what a night for him. He missed it.
Yeah, this is one that he's going to want to go home and forget about.
Right. Here is a good swivel down the lane and a nice late feed. Wow. Finished by Cole Allen. The dish off by Birch.
And yeah, the four-point swing right there.
Yep, right back to 7. 48-41. Anna had been up 48-37. 5:18 to go in the fourth. Finkenbein way out on the floor. Starts a drive. Hurls a left corner to Ambus for another trifecta.
Yeah, Zach's got 3 threes now. All here in the second half.
Big second half for Ambus. Couple threes in the last minute. Here's a long three from the corner by Allen. It rattles, and it comes out. Stick back good by Birch.
Two Anna players right there. Neither one of them pulls a rebound, and Birch gets a basket.
Yep, Birch beat him to the board. Timeout called. 4:57 to go in the game. Anna up 8, 51-43 on scoresbroadcast.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving. Which is why we've added to the big boy family. The farmhouse boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The breakfast boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the bad boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
4 minutes, 57 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Anna boys 51, Greenview 43. D3 district championship game. First of two here at Vandalia Butler tonight. Summit Country Day, Springfield Shawnee playing the second one. Anna's opponent next Wednesday, if the Rockets win tonight, is the Cincinnati Taft Indian Lake winner. They collide tomorrow evening at Northmont. Here's a little pick and roll. Finkenbein down inside to Kovacs, and he coughed it up.
He got him in trouble with the pass. Yes, that was not a good pass.
You're right. You're exactly right, Chuck. But Finkenbein really shouldn't have dealt it to Ben, who was in a congested area, a lot of traffic. And away went Greenview the other direction. Driving layup, Cole Allen missed it, but he was bodied and fouled. He's got 2 free throws.
Got a chance to cut it to 6.
Yes, right down to a half dozen. Free throw, switch, 51-44, Anna up 7.
Well, it was 51-40.
Yeah. Where would Anna be without the Ambus field goals?
Well, he's got 9 here in the second half.
Right. Second shot, swish. Both of them dead center for Greenview. And it's 51-45, Anna up a half dozen. 4:26 to go here in the fourth quarter. Kovacs nearly a moving screen. Thinking by right side to Amos. Right back down inside to Ben. Ben open, and he finishes this one.
There we go.
Nice job, Kovacs.
A nice pass by Amos.
Yes. Good assist by Zach. Here's a dribble drive. Rhett Birch gets to the rim. He overshoots for Greenview. And Jamestown Greenview has got two players tugging on the basketball as they both fall out of bounds. Anna possession. Bate Barhorse timeout. 4 minutes to go. Anna up 8. 53-45 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
And a possession ahead by 8. 3 minutes, 50 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Ben Finkenbein gets the ball in the front court. A pass from Ambus, and he pours in a 29-footer. Finkenbein stretches the bulge to 11, 56-45. Big hoop by McCain. That was from way downtown, out on Dixie Highway somewhere.
Yeah, well, Greenview came out and tried to half-court trap him, and they lost him.
Oh, look at Caudill go to work. Splits a couple and a defenders right down the middle of the floor to the rim for two. Is Caudill outstanding soft for Greenview. 3:15 to go, fourth quarter, and up 9, 56-47. Ball dropped down inside to Kovacs. He blocked by Caudill. Loose ball picked up by Greenview. On the arc, it's Birch in the right corner. Gives it up on the play to Cole Allen. Back to Birch. Birch and Allen, two-man game. Long 25-footer, Birch. Bingo! Woo! Bullseye for Birch. 56-50.
Well, I don't know if we've given Greenview enough credit. They're in a district championship game.
Right.
They've got some athletes. They got some basketball players for sure.
Within six. Drive. Finkenbein down the lane. Off balance. Threw it up off the back brace. Offensive foul. He ran somebody over. Not a good play by Anna.
Nope.
Finkenbein went blazing a trail right down the middle to Hardwood. Took it below the foul line. Crashed in to, I think, Carter Williams. Shot missed. Possession Greenview. Down six. 2:33 left. We've got a ball game. Greenview 16-7. Or I should say 17-6 on the year, giving the Anna Rockets 20-5 all they can handle. Miles Witt on the arc, shaking bake against Ambus. Looks for the cutter, finds him, layup, yes, Carter Williams. Beautifully set up, 56-52. Big possession here, 2:05 to go, fourth quarter. Masteller 30 feet away, herky jerky move. Looks for Kovacs down inside. Masteller off balance in the paint area. Blew it short. Rebound Greenview. Rams can cut it to two or one. Long three ball. Long three ball. Birch got it. Rhett Birch, 28-footer. Took the ball to the forecourt. Let it fly. And his lead is a slim one. A minute 46 left. on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Anna Rockets led 2 minutes ago, 56-45, 10 straight by Jamestown Greenview. A minute 40 to go in the fourth quarter. Anna's up one. A precarious lead, 56-55. Finkenbein with the ball. Adam Masteller, 35 feet away. Four team fouls on Greenview, seven on Anna. Masteller starts to drive into the paint area, to the rack, around two players. Hits it.
That's offense. You clear a side, somebody they can't guard, and he goes, shoots a layup.
Three-point game. This club, Greenview, can tie it with a triple. Here's Birch, baseline drive, around one green jersey, another, up and in. Birch for Greenview, one-point game, 1 minute to go.
Birch had three at the half, he's now got 18.
Oh, he sparkled, that's for sure. Rock solid senior, 6'2". Here's Finkenbein, 30 feet out for Anna. Adam Masteller, 50 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Anna up one, 58-57. Masteller dribbling. He's doubled. Throws left corner. Nearly out of bounds.
Got to be careful with that.
Saved inbounds by Robinson. Adam Masteller to Ambus outside the lane in the right. Doesn't shoot. Makes a bad pass. Intended on the play for Finkenbein. Out of bounds. Greenview can take the lead. They might play for one, Chuck.
Well, down one, I don't know.
Timeout Rockets. They're in a heap of trouble. Up by only one, 33.9 to go. Greenview ball when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Bruschi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Well, let's see what kind of a play head coach Kyle Fulk of Greenview in his eighth year has drawn up here. Greenview down one, 58-57. What, Chuck, a 21-point fourth quarter?
Yeah, they had 36 at the end of three.
Anna got complacent. Here comes Greenview down the floor, behind by one, 26 seconds to go in the game. Dribble drive, Cole Allen hits a teammate who goes right down the lane area to the rack. Carter Williams got it. Anna down one, 59-58. Finkenbein, top of the circle, foul against Greenview. That's only the team's fifth. They had a couple to burn.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was the epitome of reaching out and grabbing somebody.
Right.
There was no attempt at a basket at the ball.
And you know what?
They're talking about it.
Yes, the officials are discussing your topic. 13 seconds to go. Finkenbein was grabbed top of the key as he tried to cut to the rim. Let's see what's been ruled. 59-58, Greenview with a tremendous comeback. Boy, you got to give it to the Rams.
Oh, they played outstanding here in the second half.
Wow.
It's outstanding here in the fourth quarter.
Well, it's going to be Anna possession. Nothing unusual called. Greenview still has a foul to give. Maybe two. Ambus ball sideline. Greenview timeout. 13 seconds to go. Anna's got a score here, Chuck, or go home.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep,
it's a one-point game.
Rams lead it by a point. 13 ticks to go, a short message, then back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Anna Rockets 20-5. Jamestown Greenview Rams 17-6 from the Ohio Heritage Conference, where they finished third. And Anna is down by a point. Down by a point. Tremendous comeback by the Rams, who lead 59-58. Anna ball in the half court, 13 seconds to go. Robinson inbounding, goes to Masteller. Greenview with a foul to give. Here's a drive by Isaiah. Down the lane, shot blocked. It's blocked. Loose ball. Anna's got it, but a travel. 6.4 to go. Great defense by Greenview. Great defense by Greenview. And then Anna wound up getting a loose ball, but turned it over. And Anna's got no fouls to give. Time out call. Who got the block for the Rams?
It was Caudill.
Woo! This sophomore has been spectacular. Ethan Caudill for the Jamestown Greenview Rams. Blocked Isaiah Masteller. Greenview knew who the likely candidate for Anna was to take the ball to the hoop. And they covered him up from behind as well as in front and swatted the ball away.
Well, he got around his defender, which he's done all night.
Right.
But Caudill, who's not guarding anybody, he was waiting for him at the rim.
Exactly. And then loose ball scrum for 3 or 4 seconds, Chuck. Anna got it, but traveled.
Ambrose got it, and then he moved his feet.
Yep. Wow.
It's not been a vintage Anna basketball
collectively, Anna has played far below its skill level and panicked here late in this game. And now Anna is on the verge of being upset by Jamestown Greenview. 6.4 to go here in the fourth quarter. 59-58. Greenview up one. Greenview's outplayed Anna here in the second half by a long shot.
The last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter, for sure.
Yes. Here's Rhett Birch inbounding. Almost threw it away. Ball given back to Birch. Stolen by Finkenbein. Finkenbein stolen. Waited up. No good, but he's fouled. McCain Finkenbein. A miraculous steal. The first pass inbounds by Greenview was a bit shaky. Then the ball went right back to Birch down in the end line. Finkenbein was lurching in the bushes.
Wow. Wow.
Finkenbein was
two.
He was hampered in the act of shooting. He's got two. He's got two. The first one for the tie with 1.2 to go. Good. Timeout Greenview.
I just almost yelled, Havlicek stole the ball. So that's exactly, I mean, but for you really old people, you know what I'm talking about.
Finkenbein stole the ball. Finkenbein stole the ball.
What a play by McCain, man. You're right. He started to turn to go back. I mean, they tried to get the steal on the inbounds play. They didn't get it, and time was running down. They reversed it back. I'm not sure why the person who had the ball in the middle threw another pass. He could have just held it to go get fouled.
Exactly.
And they would have been 1.2 seconds to go with them shooting free throws.
Yeah, Greenview's Birch, who threw the ball in bounds and got it back, really did not need to shoot.
Just cover up and foul.
Didn't need to do much.
They're kids, but boy, that was an absolute mistake.
Yep, Birch could have just hung on to it. Didn't need to do a thing with the ball at that point. Tried to make the extra pass, and Finkenbein was hiding. He cleverly intercepted the pass, got to the rim, was belted. He made the first free throw before the timeout. This one for the lead with 1.2 to go. We're tied at 59. What an unbelievable finish to what was somewhat of a boring game most of the night. Free throw Finkenbein. Swish! Swish! And up one.
Greenview throws it 70 feet down the floor. It's caught and shot, and it's short. Greenview got a seven-footer. Greenview got a seven-footer for Miles Witt. He made an over-the-shoulder catch.
Almost made the shot.
Almost made the shot. He caught it. He caught it over his head some 90 feet down the floor, flipped it toward the rim. It was shy of the mark. The ball hit the hardwood, Chuck, when the lights went off on the scoreboard.
Yep.
It was going to count.
It would have counted, absolutely.
Woo!
What an amazing ending.
Anna
an amazing ending.
Anna dodging one bullet after another. Complacent performance for the Rockets, who just in the nick of time wake up and pull it out of fire.
I didn't see that happening right there.
No. 60-59. Anna wins it by one over Jamestown Greenview. And this game, part of the night, Chuck, lulled us to sleep. It really did. And then the Rockets with a fantastic defensive play by McCain Finkenbein. These Rockets know how to play defense, too. Finkenbein with a big steal of a careless pass by Greenview.
Down in a pass that didn't need to be thrown.
Right, right.
You feel bad for the kid. He's senior. Just made a mistake.
Yeah, Finkenbein gets to the rim with just over a second left. Anna down one. He got to the basket after the steal. Missed the shot. He was smacked on the play. And he calmly dropped in two free throws with a timeout sandwiched in between. And Anna lives and survives to play another day next Wednesday against Cincinnati Taft or Indian Lake at 5:30. Holy cow. Finkenbein.
What an ending.
Finkenbein stole the ball. Finkenbein stole the ball.
That Havlicek just jumped right in my head, boy.
Havlicek stole the ball. 60-59. Anna defeats Greenview. Anna had a lead late in the fourth quarter. Was it 56-45, 11?
Yes. And then it was 56-55.
Right. Jamestown Greenview played exceedingly well, especially second half. Anna players are in position for photo ops. District championship trophy being held high. Woo! That trophy almost got away a couple of different times in the last 10 seconds of this game.
Man, well, you feel good for Coach Barhorse.
Yep. Yep. This is something that the coaching staff has had to guard against this year. Rockets are so good at times, they'll take part of a night off, and some nights against a good club, you take too much of a night off in the tournament, and you get beat.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, you can't look past anybody, especially when you get to this point.
Woo! What a game. Anna victorious by one, 60-59. Ben Finkenbein with 1.1 to
McCain.
Go. I'm Ben Finkenbein.
that's his cousin.
McCain Finkenbein with 1.1 to go. Drops in a pair of foul shots. And Anna pulls this thing out darn near in miraculous fashion.
Oh, it was miraculous.
Because with under seven to go and up one, Greenview had the ball.
Yeah, they had the ball. They inbounded it. They could not get the steal. They threw it back to the kid that inbounded it on the point. There wasn't anybody within probably 3 or 4 feet of him.
Nope.
And he thought he had somebody open, and Finkenbein jabbed and came back, got the steal. Great play by McCain.
I tell you what, one thing Anna's got to clean up in preparation for Taft or Indian Lake is defending the middle of the floor.
Oh.
Anna gave up drive after drive after drive.
Let's just be honest. It's probably going to be Taft. And quite honestly, that's a scary proposition.
Right.
If Anna plays defense like they did tonight, that could be a really long game.
Boy. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring and highlight our Clancy's Award winners. Anna wins it 60-59 over Jamestown Greenview in spectacular fashion here tonight at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center.
That was an amazing ending. Anna got out rebounded 25-19, 6-6 offensive rebounds. Greenview turned the ball 12 times. Anna turned the ball 7 times, 4 or 5 from the free throw line for the Rockets.
8 of 12 for Greenview. They were led in scoring by Rhett Birch with 18, and then they got 13 out of Caudill and 10 out of Carter Williams. And if it wasn't such a long drive from there up to Clancy's, I'd give Caudill a chance to get himself a free sandwich. For Anna, they were led by Finkenbein with 22, Masteller with 21, 9 out of Ambos hit 3 big threes there in the second half.
Yep.
And a 1-point victory.
Whew. We'll take a break. We'll hear from Clancy's, the Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, as we sit here talking about the close of that game, by way of recap, we'll tell you again that even after Finkenbein nailed two free throws, Sandwich ran a timeout, Jamestown Greenview took the ball out with 1.1 to go and threw it 90 feet to the baseline, and they got a shot that was just short to win the game.
Well, Caudill threw the pass. Ooh. Allen caught the ball. He was a little behind the backboard, so he had to adjust a little bit. But that thing hit the rim, and it would have counted.
Yeah, it sure would have. The ball hit the floor, and the buzzer was sounding. Anna took part of a night off, Chuck. Can't do that next Wednesday.
Well, no. If they do it next Wednesday, we can probably leave at halftime. But that's a great, gritty win on a night when you certainly didn't play your best basketball.
And this is a Jamestown Greenview club that came into the contest with 6 losses, third place in the South Division of the Ohio Heritage Conference, and they almost pulled off the upset of the tournament.
Yeah, and they got some real good sophomores. They're going to lose Birch, who had 18,
and Allen,
who had 7. But boy, they got Caudill, who I was real impressed with. Carter Williams had a terrific. He scored 10 points on the second half,
mm-hmm.
And then they got 8 points out of Witt, who didn't take a shot in the second half after making 2 threes.
A wealth of 10th grade talent,
yes,
returning next year for the Greenview Rams. Anna lives through this one tonight. Rockets survive. We'll take on the Indian Lake Cincinnati Taft winner. They play tomorrow night at Northmont. Anna's next game Wednesday, 5:30 here at Vandalia Butler. So many thanks to our great business partners with us tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, including these anchors, AAG Inc., American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, your number one agency in the region again. Clancy's, from which you just heard, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Supply, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, Marysville, hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution at Dickman. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, high-quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Frisch's, Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. And right now at Frisch's, all the fish you want to eat at Frisch's. What's your favorite thing there? Osgood Bank, Osgood, Chickasaw, Mercer County, and Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. Secure, calm, and Minster. SECUR.com, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. Sydney Daily News, award-winning sports page coverage, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. John Hemp with us again. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He will always give you his very best shot. You like that, Chuck?
That was good. Yeah.
Okay.
Never heard that before.
Right off. Oh, what a thriller. What a thriller. I'm out of gas.
Yeah, I thought that. I honestly, goodness, thought, well, what can I do next Wednesday?
Yeah, it's what it looked like there in the waning seconds. We might have a free night next Wednesday to get a steak dinner somewhere. No basketball, perhaps.
Can't afford one if I don't do a game.
Anna almost dropped it. Anna Rockets were almost beaten tonight, but Jamestown Greenview, Anna wins it in thrilling fashion by one, McCain Finkenbein, proving he can do far more than just shoot the three. One heck of a steal with 1.1 to go in the game.
It was just one, you could tell that's a coach's kid because I'm telling you, that was one heads up play by McCain.
Oh my, what a contest. Next, here on scoresbroadcast.com, triple header tomorrow. Pneumonia voice pending. Hopefully I'll get out of the gate at 10:30. Okay. On the air, 10:30, Bodkins, Fayetteville, Perry. D4 boys district championship. And back on the air, 3:30, Jackson Center, Cedarville. Boys, D4 district championship. Tomorrow night, airtime, 6:30, 7 o'clock tip. It's the only girls D4 regional final in the state being played at 7 and not 7:30. So we're on the air at 6:30, Fort Loramie Girls and Tri-Village.
And I think the reason that they probably did that here at Vandalia is on Sunday, they got a full slate of flying to the hoop games.
You're right.
So they have quite the their volunteers are earning their money.
Yeah, big spectacle here on Sunday after tournament games on Saturday. Whew. Tell you what, Chuck, Jamestown Green played marvelous basketball tonight. It's a team that lost, once or twice to Cedarville. What's that tell you about Cedarville? Jackson Center's opponent tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Well, it means that Jackson Center's going to have to play well.
Oh, you're right.
Sosby's going to have to shoot it. I mean, they've really had some struggles. Mullenauer's going to have to shoot it. They can't just rely on Reichert scoring and nobody else going. I'm going to... Who's the
regular?
Regular.
Yep.
Yeah, he's had a terrific tournament. They need help. They need some help.
Yeah, Aiden was checked to what, under 20 the last two games of the sectional combined?
Yep.
So Jackson Center's got to get points from all over the floor. They can do it. They've started to do it here toward the tail end of the year. And Cedarville will be a tough out.
They got some big kids.
Yes.
That's what from what I understand.
Oh, yeah.
And then Bodkins in that first game. Which Bodkins is coming?
Good point. Good point. Fayetteville Perry lost 11 of its first 13 to start the season. But it's a big team that physically will match up with Bodkins. Is it going to be able to play at the pace that Bodkins can get up and down the floor with? A lot more basketball for you tomorrow, triple header, and hopefully the pneumonia voice survives. Got through, what do we have this week? Three nights in a row now? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, that one was, that had to test your voice because the last quarter was like, score. I mean, it was impressive.
And I'm feeling reasonably strong, like maybe I could do another 8 minute quarter.
You want to do the next game?
let's make one up tonight.
Yeah, let's do the next game.
In my old sandbox days, I'd make up games as I went. Wow, what a victory by the Anna Rockets! Tell you what, you have a chance. Can you get Nate Barhorse for 30 seconds? Steal him away from the print media for me. Get him down here fast.
Yeah, the people can't read, so they need to get to they can listen to it.
One of our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com is Barker Insurance. Barker's been on with us here on Scores Broadcast darn near our start back in 06 and 07. I think it's a dozen years now for Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. Barker has earned a reputation second to none for many years. Barker has been the number one most valued agency in the region. Barker will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when you are served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857.
I think he's going to be tied up down there. I don't think he's breaking away.
Boy, I tell you what. Looks like he's recapping.
Yeah, there's 30 print people around him.
Yeah, he's recapping every lead change in the last minute or two of this game.
And for a couple of them, he's having to spell the words for him. So, you know, I mean, it's going to take a while.
Chuck, what a week of basketball. We had an entertaining game last night. That and then some. Fort Loramie girls Minster, 36-15 run by Fort Loramie over the last 18 minutes of that game, yep. Starting late in the second quarter. Wow, what a story. Ava Schultes, volleyball injury. The knee goes out way back end of August. It doesn't look like she'll be able to return to play hoops. She's braced up, gets therapy on a regular basis. The surgery was excellent. Things clicked. She was on it. She wanted to get back. Daily work, daily work, daily work.
And right.
It paid off.
Well,
six big points by Ava.
I've had the ACL, and I'll tell you, when you put that brace on and you go out there and play, just think about it. And you think about it until you realize that it's going to take care of you. She didn't look like she thought about it in the least last night. That running bank that she put in at the end of the half that changed changed the momentum, took it from a 5 to a 3 point. She wasn't thinking about it in the least.
No, Chuck, that's a very good comment. Great observation. You're right. Ava was not thinking about the brace being on the leg at all last night. She had gotten so well prepared. Her therapy was just beautiful. She was ready to go, and she showed it last night, as did Jaden Putoff with 21 points, 4 threes by Jaden. After a scintillating game last night here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center, another one tonight. Nate Barhorst has joined us. You led the entire game, Nate, up by, what was it?
11.
Yeah, 56-45 with about 3.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and they just attacked and attacked, and we couldn't seem to get anything going in our direction.
You know, we talked in the pregame interview 2 days ago about the importance of Anna keeping Greenview out of the paint. They drove you silly.
They did, and their long length really gave us some issues. When they got to the rim, they were able to shoot over us, and we're a team that just had to scratch, claw, fight all the way to this point. And, it's like we said to the boys, you just never give up. You know, there was some frustration that was building in. But we've had that in games before, too.
It's not like
we've never, experienced it. And, tonight, sometimes things got to bounce your way. And tonight we were able to get that. And we went to full court. Face guard and having our guy that's guarding the ball out of bounds mid-court, and they happened to have a bad throw on the sideline, and that just kind of threw them off, unbalanced. And then luckily they threw underneath their basket and were able to pick and then, get McCain, our best free throw shooter, to the line.
What in the world happened there in the last few seconds with, what, six something to go on the clock? Greenview took it out of bounds, threw it in. Then the ball went right back to the playmaker who had thrown it in bounds. And at that point, we're down to about three or four to go. He could have held it. He could have held it maybe for the duration.
Right. I think he just kind of.
And he tried. And he tried to make a telegraph pass up the left side, and McCain was kind of lurking, playing off the receiver, lurking in the background.
So good off the ball.
Oh, he jumped the pass like a quarterback in football, and away he went to the rim. Thankfully, there was 1.1 to go when he got to the basket.
Yep. Holy cow. And that's about what it was.
So the Rockets played some defense tonight in the last 1.1. Is that the storyline?
I think so. And we're going to go back to the drawing board on that because we've got to find a way to be able to get better if we want to advance.
So that's the storyline for 31 minutes and 59 seconds. The Anna Rockets didn't play very good defense tonight until McCain Finkenbein made the big steal.
Yep. Mm. Yep.
Masteller got to the basket about any time he wanted.
Yep.
But
we still blew some layups we don't normally blow.
Hey,
you know?
This sophomore class of Jamestown Greenview, Caudill, he would come up from behind and block
the Witt kid that shifted out front. Yep.
So they would block shot after shot after shot down inside.
Yep.
Extremely well-coached club, and it's a team that will be a factor next year.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that 10th grade class is very, very good.
Yep.
Maybe your team relaxed a little bit about after 96 points and a big win over Meadowdale. Is that possible?
That's very possible. You know, I think we're used to when we get a lead is to close teams out and be able to get to the free throw line and ice the games. And we never got to the free throw line as much as we want. The officials let us play.
Good point.
And, you know, it got physical a lot of times. And, you know, we got to be able to play through that and see how the game's being called.
Nate Barhorst, our guest after the game tonight. Nate, the head coach of the Anna Boys, who survived 60-59 over Jamestown Greenview. Correct me if I'm wrong. Your next game is against tomorrow night's winner, Cincinnati Taft, Indian Lake, and you play next Wednesday here at Butler in the early game.
Yes.
Okay.
As far as I know, that's correct. Now, you know, with this year, things have changed every other hour.
Right. Yep. So that's the itinerary for the Anna Rockets. Boys and girls, great campaign in basketball. The ladies on Wednesday night, if Brian Riemann's shot in the corner goes in and cuts it to one.
Give us 30 more seconds.
My goodness.
Sure.
That game would have gone down to a couple of foul shots.
I know. And they played their hearts out all year, too.
Nate, thanks for coming by after meeting with 25 newspapers?
Seemed like it out there, one question after the other. So what a great game to see if you're a media.
And thanks for answering all of them again for us.
No doubt about it. I'm always going to come to you guys. You know that.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Hey, take care.
Yep. Nate Barhorst, head coach of the Anna Boys, who win by one, 60-59. And we're now talking about that last Hail Mary pass by Jamestown Greenview that traveled 90 feet down the floor. Was caught. Keep in mind, clock doesn't start till the ball's touched.
Right.
And the ball was touched down here on the baseline with a second to go. There was 1.1 on the clock, and then the shot was away in time.
That was a heck of a throw. The only thing, it made him drift just a teeny bit behind the backboard to where he had to lean up to try to get it around the edge. And if he would have caught that cleanly at the block, I'm not sure that they wouldn't have won the game.
Exactly. 60-59, Anna wins it for John Hemp. John Hemp Imagery alongside us here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. For our radio audience, WMVR, TAM 105.5 FM in Sydney. For our online audience, scoresbroadcast.com. By the way, last night we had more than 2,400 IP addresses joined with us late in the fourth quarter at a precise moment. That doesn't measure the number of listeners, nor the number of addresses in and out over the whole night.
Yep.
We had a max number simultaneous at over 2,400 late in the fourth quarter of that game last night. For Chuck McBee alongside Color Engineering Stats, Jack Kramer finally saying good night from here at Vandalia Butler, where the Anna Rockets have nipped Jamestown Greenview, and will play again next Wednesday at 5:30 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.